Could you add some words as to timing?
Yeah, I think that has to be done before the March board, between now and the March board. So the language should be, the visit shall be completed by the March board.
Isn't that more expensive?
Isn't that
cost analysis on that too?
Yeah.
Point of information.
Like, who's the national staff you're talking about? How many people? Who?
For example. Well, let me finish that. We did this with Dan, myself, and Pilar, then our fund development person. We did it at K, you recall. We came to Houston. We went to WPFW. We went to New York. So the cost of it is about the same as it would be, because you're talking about one day, not 2 days or three. The same, you know, between $800 and $1,000.
To fly all those places?
Yeah, you know, you only stay in one day. It's just not like you're coming in for 2 or 3 days for a board meeting.
You mean per place, 800 to 1,000 per station?
No, 800 to 1,000 per person. That is, three of us go, it's $3,000, and you're overnight in a hotel, and you spend a day doing this, and then you're gone.
So that's $12,000 total.
Four different places.
And you have that all of the LSB members get the benefit of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you get more cost benefit out of it. People get to ask their questions.
Well, this is Casey.
I'm concerned now. I think we're going to not cover the rest of the items in our agenda. Do people want to continue on this agenda item
for a substitute motion.
Time? I understand that. I'm trying to figure out if we have time for comment and debate on this or not, because if not, people may want to move to postpone.
I'm asking the question, is there a consensus around the substitute motion?
I don't think
so. No.
Thanks for asking.
Do people want to spend additional time on this?
And another 10 minutes to this discussion.
Objection? And then, by the way, I'm going to suggest that we adjourn because this meeting's gone on very long already.
Point of information, what's left on the agenda?
We have review of available financials and report from surplus and reserve working group and report from the general ledger working group.
Do they have reports?
The surplus and reserves, we've got information.
That's final policy.
We don't have a policy ready to act on. There's been a motion to... Is there any objection?
Cut out, Mr. Chair. One more time.
What's that? Lonnie, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
Lonnie, I can't hear you. You're dropping out.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You dropped out. I couldn't hear you. Your last comment.
I'm asking, is there any objection to extending time? If not, then who was asking to be recognized? Casey was. Go ahead, Casey.
Well, I guess my concern now at this point is that moving to the staff from the national office going station to station, to me, alters the intent. And maybe I'm wrong, but my understanding was not that we were going to receive training from staff. I thought the intent was that this would be a collaborative working group to set goals and process and all of that kind of stuff and understanding, and that there would be some information presented by the CFO on process, financial procedures that are being done, that kind of stuff, but I didn't understand the original intent to be a training.
Well, training may be a poor choice of word, but I'd be happy to do what you just described, you know.
But how would that be? How would we do that collaboratively if all of the stations aren't together?
I don't think we can have all the stations together. That's my problem. I think we have to do it in a way that the LSBs are fully involved.
Well, why? I don't see that our LSBs care much what the financial process is, as long as we're reporting to them. I don't mean to say they don't care, but their concern is not the detailed process, as long as they're getting the information and the financial standing and appropriate recommendations.
This is Lauren. Exactly. That's the way it is with the terms of the planning, right? It doesn't really go down. It's the treasurers and the finance committee, perhaps, but mainly the treasurers and the business managers that are really working this that need to have the to have the working, have the people who are also doing the same thing at the other stations. You know, the whole thing is that, you know, we try to say we are a network, and we have to have some kind of collaborative process in order to, again, like I said earlier, to achieve some kind of economies of scale. And I think that that's what was the purpose of this, as Case has just laid out. So I think this has kind of morphed into a roadshow, which is not. This would be a real working session with all the parties who are involved, and those would be the treasurers and the business managers and the staff there at the national office.
I have to say, this is Teresa Houston. I have to say that I think our treasurer does work well with our business manager, and the whole committee, the whole finance committee, would like this kind of training. I mean, they are full of questions and would like to be more engaged.
I think you're right about that.
Can I get on the stack? This is Greg.
Sure, Greg.
Is it my, should I go?
Yeah.
Okay. This is not my area, and I don't have an attachment to a specific outcome here, but it strikes me that Lonnie's proposal, while, you know, very obviously well-intentioned, you can't control the agenda of what would happen in the LSB, even if you might want to be the deliverer of information. There's a risk there, and that the agenda may change. And so I think my sense from listening to all of you is that while it's obvious that something has to happen, that we haven't really reached a point where we're going to reach a decision tonight that's going to satisfy everyone. And I see a certain amount of danger in a roadshow at this particular time within the next 30 to 60 days.
This is Patty.
How do you understand? Okay, and remember, we only had 10 more minutes, so we've got to come into for a landing on these issues.
I'm suggesting that you postpone.
Yeah, well, the substitute motion, but there's a separate motion. Maybe it's the whole item. But and again, just to remind, the original main motion had this happening before the March meeting, so there might be time for us to take this up again, but we have been going around and around on this for several meetings. Patty?
Just quickly, you know, the way the foundation was designed in our last bylaws and everything was that, like, it was a collaborative process, like sort of, you know, the listeners and the boards and the, you know, everybody together with the national office. And, you know, also the NFC and the board has approved the budget. And I'm afraid just if the national office decides to go around and just tell everybody how it's done, you're not going to get that good information that you get when you all sit down together at a table, you know, that's actually working on it and work it out together as to what the problems are and what good ways there might be to do it or something. You just never know when you all sit down together instead of just someone coming around and telling everybody how it's done. That's, I think that doesn't make kind of sense in our foundation that sort of tries to have different tiered power structures. That's all.
Is there anybody else left, or can we move to votes on these items?
I was on the stack.
Go ahead.
I'm sure I'm going to change many minds, so to speak. But I just think that we got too many layers. And what I get from the LSPs is that people want that directly from the people involved. You can do a roundtable discussion with the LSPs. When we did it 2 years ago, it was a listening tour. We got good feedback from the LSP people, listeners, staff people, what they thought were the issues, what they like to see us do at the national office. So I'm proposing that we do live dangerously. We go out. We did it before we survived. It was a good thing to do. As a matter of fact, when we did it 2 years
ago,
we did 2 years. Who was that, Patty? Well, we did it 2 years ago. We actually did one-on-one meetings with staff people and others who wanted to talk one-on-one and get their ideas across. I'm proposing that we did not. Back with a good do, and that we do it. So anyway, I think that it's not such a bad idea.
It's a dog and pony show of the highest order.
That's out of order.
I'm sorry.
May
I? This is Teresa. I would like to say that when Dan and Lonnie did come, we did have individual appointments, and I think there was a great deal of satisfaction. I think that a lot of people are looking forward to meeting Greg, for example, and he will learn a lot, and they'll learn a lot from him. I would hope that we'd get the same from Lonnie if he actually had those meetings. But I agree with Greg that it's a good observation that perhaps it might be premature to suggest that it might backfire on us.
Okay, we're at the point where we either need to act on these things or move to postpone them to our next meeting.
Before we make that decision, just quickly, this year Lonnie was gracious enough to visit with the Treasury Committee at KPFT by phone. That was very effective. Could something like that be worked in? Instead of flying people around, a series of phone conferences be arranged?
Be happy to do it. I felt that was effective, too. I agree with you.
Do people want to act on this now, or is there a motion to postpone? Okay, hearing no motion to postpone, then, Sandy, did you want to make an amendment that it be done by phone teleconference?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay, then.
This is Jane. I'm sorry I was on mute. I was going to make a motion to postpone.
All right, till our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an objection to postponing? And that's all issues before us on this question. Is there any objection to postponing? Okay, hearing no objection to postponing, then the issue is postponed to our next meeting. We have remaining review of available financials, surplus reserve working group report, and general ledger working group report. We can do Lonnie can briefly update you on what happened in our last working group on surplus and reserves, or we can adjourn.
I move to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning? Okay, hearing none, then we're adjourned. Actually, before we adjourn, I just want to say I'll be writing up the National Finance Committee report, sending it to Lynn Magno when I get off this call, and it's basically just going to include the motions we've passed, going back to the motions we passed in December or since the last time we've presented these things to the PMB. Okay?
Good job, Dave.
Thanks very much, everybody.
Excellent.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.